streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, live in Los Angeles on a Friday. It is The Herd. This is hour number two. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. So the Minnesota-Memphis game last night, I had to listen to on radio. I listened to the whole game on radio. So I don't know what it looked like, except for the highlights I saw, but on radio it was crazy. Minute Joy Taylor's joining me.
It looked like a collapse.
Twice. They lost two 20-point leads.
A collapse.
So, one of the things you see in the playoffs, and it's really funny, like, I understand fans falling for it, but the media falls for it a lot, too. The regular season in the NBA is a total grind. Teams are not equally rested. Young teams can play over their head because a young team plays hard every night. Veteran teams, sometimes the dudes aren't locked in. They got injuries. You got nights off. And so, you know, I mean, like, I don't think Memphis is a championship team. I think Memphis, in this stage, is a win a playoff series or maybe two team. But I don't think they're a championship team. Milwaukee did this for years. We watched them take baby steps and baby steps, and as they grew up and grew and became better players, then you go from get to the playoffs, win a series, conference final level, and now you're a champion. And we didn't know if they were going to be a champion until last year. Middleton got hot. Giannis had a great final game, and you were like, okay, they're a champion. I don't think these teams are there yet. But everybody's killing Minnesota this morning, the T-Wolves, because, you know, they just blew leads, and it was like historically bizarre. And here's Charles Barkley.
I told you, I picked Minnesota to win this year because they got talent, but they got no brains whatsoever. They got a coach who last game let his two best players get four fouls in the first half. That tonight he led a 21-0 run, a 21-zip run in a playoff game, and did not call a timeout. He led a team who was up 21. They scored 21 straight points, and this dude did not call one single timeout. Like, man, it's just embarrassing. Like, if I'm A-Rod and those guys, I'm like, no, man, this is unacceptable. That was ridiculous.
What's really happening is in the baby steps process of the NBA, Memphis is a year to a year and a half ahead of Minnesota. So Memphis is at a stage where they know who their number one guy is, and they can win when he doesn't play. Minnesota is transitioning to who their number one is. So let's talk about the T-Bulls for a second. I never do, so here you go. So years and years ago, they draft Andrew Wiggins. He's going to be our one. They figure out by year two, he's not the alpha. He's more of a two to a three. He's probably a three. He just doesn't have the killer instinct, the body, can't put on weight. He's a three. They get Karl-Anthony Towns, too, and they think he's going to be a one. And they found out he's too erratic, he's too emotional, he's a two. So Karl-Anthony Towns, you could win a championship if he's your two. You could win a championship if Wiggins is a three or a four. But they thought they were both ones. No, Ant's a one. Anthony Edwards is a one. He's got Michael Jordan, Kobe-like killer instinct. He'll knock you out. Fearless, powerful, big man body. That's a one. Now he's a kid, so he's kind of refining his game. But you're watching the T-Wolves transition to, we thought we had ones. We got rid of Wiggins. We're going to move Karl-Anthony Towns back, and now Ant's our one. So by next year, Minnesota will be a team that will make the playoffs easily, and they'll win a playoff series, or maybe two. So you're just watching this business, this basketball franchise, you're watching a transition in real time. They thought Wiggins was a one. They thought Karl-Anthony Towns was a one, and they invested in him. And then you kind of find out very quickly with Wiggins, he's not. You find out more slowly with Cat, he's not. It's not a knock. You know how many true ones there are in the world of basketball? 12, maybe 15? You know, Embiid, Giannis, Devin Booker, many people feel, is a two. And he's an all-star, and he's great. And so you're just watching the team transition. And during that transition process, for any business, any person, any team, it gets bumpy. You're not quite sure. So I'm not going to crush them. I think it just takes time with organizations. They thought Cat was a one. They thought Wiggins was a one. And now they got a one. And by the way, when you get the real one, you don't have to ask a lot of questions. Like, you got Ja Morant, you figured out about 20 games in, that's a one. That's a one. You figured out Michael Jordan when he's, you know, the true ones, you don't have to ask a question about. You figured out really fast. And so they'll be fine. But Memphis is ahead of them by about a year and a half in the baby steps of the NBA. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. Even the Warriors, you're building, you draft, you develop. And with that, a guy who played in the NBA for 7 years, half of his career was with the Warriors. He's their radio analyst, one of the more talented broadcasters who played in pro sports, period. He's been a big hit in the Bay Area for years, Tommy Tolbert. Look at Tommy. You are now a sage. You are a veteran. You are a guru, a Svengali. Look at you right now.
Why? Why am I on TV?
So let me start with this. Let me talk about the Warriors, because I said this about an hour ago. I said, people in the Bay Area, they know about this Jordan Poole guy, because this is what the Warriors do. They draft and develop. They steal a guy. They're patient. Year two, he gets good. Year three, you're like, wow. And year four, you're like, can lead us. So when did you figure out, because you were ahead of us on this, because you're their team. When did you figure out, oh, we just found another Splash Brother. We got another star in our hands.
To be honest, it was only about 2 months ago. Because last year, remember early on, he went down to the G League and worked on his game and came back. And he was a totally different player at that point. And then he's been a, you know, slow process, refining his game. The thing is, you got to learn to slow down, and you got to let the game come to you. And you watch all the great players, the game seems slow to them. They see things happen before it happens. They're never in a hurry. It never feels like the game rushes them. It felt like early on, even this season, sometimes the game rushed him a little bit, trying to put his imprint on the game instead of letting the game come to him. A lot of times he'd do like four or five in and out dribbles, not go anywhere. A lot of times he's a quick shot, too quick, not a great shot before moving the ball around. Within the last couple months, though, this guy has slowed the game down. The heartbeat slowed down, and you've seen everything that he has to offer. I mean, offensively, he is so dynamic. Great first step, can finish at the hole, great free throw shooter, has incredible range. But the game's now coming to him. He doesn't feel like I have to go force myself onto the game, and it's been really fun to watch.
Yeah, the Warriors have two of the most unique players ever. First of all, Draymond is one of the only players in league history that can score 10 points and feel like he controls a game. That is very...
Colin, he can score 1 point and control the game. One.
There's like four guys ever that felt like that. I'm not sure if it's four. Secondly, they have the only superstar that would go, yeah, I'll come off the bench for the series.
Yep.
I mean, that just doesn't happen. I mean, and even guys I like stars, they're like, hey, man, I'm not coming off the bench. Yep. You have been around this culture forever. Who gets credit for it?
Boy, that's a good question. I think a lot of it is just Steph himself and growing up around the game and understanding what it takes to win and what a team needs. It's never been about him. It's always been about the team. So when Steve Kerr comes to him and says, hey, what do you want to do with your minutes to start the series? You're going to play about 24, 25. We could start you, and then you'll have a long sit, and we'll finish the second quarter with you, and then we'll do the same in the second half. Or, you know, you come off the bench, we can play your 6 minutes, then the gap will be shorter, and you play another 6 minutes. And Steph said, yeah. And he goes, that sounds good, and let's do that. And this is a guy who doesn't feel like being on the bench is a demotion. A lot of stars feel that way. Like, yo, what am I going to say when my family sees me, my friends see me coming off the bench? That's humiliating. I'm a star. I'm one of the best players in the game. Steph didn't see it that way. He just sees it as, hey, with what's best for the team, I'm going to do my thing regardless. I mean, the guy's coming off the bench and killing it, as we all figured he would. So it doesn't really matter to him what's best for the team. And I would give him a lot of credit for that. I mean, certainly bringing Steve in, I mean, Joe Lacob at the top, Bob Myers. I mean, everybody gets credit for what they've been able to do here. But hey, it doesn't happen if Steph isn't here.
I got to ask you about the Celtics, because I've spent a lot of time talking about the Nets, but I don't know why I think this, that Boston went into Oracle this year and beat the Warriors. Am I right on that?
Oh, yeah. They snuffed them out pretty good. I think the first half, the Warriors only had like 32 points. I mean,
yes,
they were just long and physical, and that's the type of team the Warriors can have problems with.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. So I'm watching Boston the other night, and I'm like, man, I don't remember a team this good defensively. Like, I always knew, we all knew Marcus Smart and Jaylen. Mm-hmm. Jaylen was, even at Cal, really athletic, strong. Marcus Spark couldn't shoot for 3 years. Like, so I get it. Tatum's a much better defensive player now. But I watched the Celtics, and I gave them no shot, Tommy, to win the championship, because I'm like, they're so Tatum-dependent for the bucket. But I watched their defense, and I'm like, I've never seen Kevin Durant completely out of sorts. Cannot ball handle. Is Boston a title team? Are they?
Yeah. Absolutely. And wait till they get Robert Williams back. I mean, he's a guy in the middle that's 6'10", super athletic, gives them a vertical presence on offense where they can throw the lobs. He can block shots. He can affect shots. He can switch out on the perimeter, which is what you want with your big guys nowadays. A guy that can protect the rim and switch out and stay in front of guards on occasion. So when they get him back, they are really good defensively. In fact, as long as this Warrior run has been going, 7, 8 years, whatever the case may be, Boston always gave them fits. They were long. They were athletic. They got into them. They were physical. They still play with that brand of basketball, but they got some guys that can put the ball in the hoop now. So I look at all the teams in the East, and look, if Ben Simmons comes back, who knows what he'll look like. So I don't want to say that series is over, because it certainly is not. But when I look at the teams in the East, like what team could give them the most trouble, Boston's certainly at the top of the list.
So I think most of us prescribe to the theory that Phoenix, Golden State, that was going to be the series. And I kind of felt like Phoenix was so hungry. You know, these really good teams that haven't won a championship, like Milwaukee last year until they won it, they just play with an intensity in the regular season. Their chemistry is very good. Then Booker gets hurt, but he'll be back. If Phoenix and Golden State collide, with the emergence of Jordan Poole, it makes me think differently. I thought it was just a Phoenix series. They've played multiple times. If they play, and at this point, I think Phoenix will be fine. They'll get through the Pelicans even without Booker. I believe that. What does Phoenix do that is a problem for the Warriors, and what does Golden State do that's a problem for Phoenix?
Well, I mean, what the Suns have is a legit 7-1 guy in DeAndre Ayton. He's a guy that can cause, because they don't have, the Warriors do not have that. They have Looney and Draymond playing. plan five, and because James Wiseman, unfortunately, couldn't make it back this year because of knee issues, they don't have any size at all. Now, Draymond is, I mean, we talked about him a couple minutes ago. He's one of the most unique players in the NBA today and in history. He can dominate a game without scoring. What he's done on Jokic this series is incredible.
Incredible.
And Jokic is awesome, and he's stoned him multiple times because he's so good defensively. He anticipates. He gets into your body. So moving on, if they play Phoenix, he can do that with Ayton, but Ayton's a different type of guy. They don't rely on Ayton to get a bunch of buckets. He'll score occasionally. He gives them a vertical threat as well. He can really run the court. So that's really – and then, I mean, the Chris Paul factor. Chris Paul is fantastic. He's just one of the best in the NBA. I think where the Warriors can give them trouble is just being able to have multiple guys on the team that can handle, move the ball, kick the ball, spread you out. And they have, I mean, look at the three shooters they have when they put those guys on the court all together, Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. If one of those guys are open, they're going to hit the shot, especially the way they're going right now. I looked last night between those three, they had 80 points on 48 field goal attempts. That's astounding. I mean, that's incredible to have that kind of production from three guys. So I think offensively, even though the Suns are really good, if they were to meet, I think it'd be just a heck of a series. I think that's the one that we're looking forward to. But, hey, you still got to get by these, and Memphis is still out there waiting if they can get by Minnesota. So there's a lot of landmines left.
I'll tell you this. I said this about DeMar DeRozan the other day. You're in San Francisco. It's a very heady place, mm-hmm. Silicon Valley, the birthplace of some of the analytics. And I like analytics, but I always use the term mm-hmm. manalytics. I'm not mm-hmm. going to reduce my pro athlete to a number. There are moments I'm going to go to my star and say, hey, just get me a bucket. Mm-hmm. It's funny. You know what I like about these the last couple of years in the playoffs, Tommy, is that analytics are still big, but playoff basketball is so situational. Like DeRozan, people about 6 years ago when analytics came in, Tom, they kind of rolled their eyes at DeRozan. Yeah, he's mm-hmm. athletic. He can't... Increasingly in the playoffs, like Draymond, DeRozan, Chris Paul, mm-hmm. kind of your worldview, because the Warriors were really the epicenter of this avalanche of analytics. And, you know, they were at the forefront of it. But you are seeing some stuff in the playoffs where, like, mid-range jumpers, like, they matter. Like, getting a stop, getting a bucket. What's your takeaway on all that? The analytics... Baseball, it's just taking the whole sport over.
Yeah.
What's your view of it in the NBA?
I do have to say, since you mentioned it, my beard looks nice. I didn't know it looked that good, but I haven't seen it. It looks pretty good. You know what? It's interesting because I always relate basketball and baseball together in this, in that I still love watching the sports, but it's not as diverse as it once was in terms of skill set and what players can do. Basketball, you used to see all kinds of stuff. Nowadays, they tell George Gervin, take your finger roll and sit on the bench. Kareem, that sky hook, nice shot, but it's not efficient enough for us. I mean, there's so many things. Think about all the shots guys used to take back in the day and make, and now they don't. It's threes and layups. And baseball is the same thing, hit and run, stolen bases, all that. Nowadays, it's just hit a home run or walk. But you know what? I get it. You want to shoot threes. They're worth more than twos. But those aren't always the best shots. I've always said, get me a good shot. Not is it an efficient shot, because what may be an efficient shot for somebody isn't an efficient shot for somebody else.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these shots DeMar DeRozan's taking, you're showing here. Well, I wouldn't tell someone to take those. I mean, those are tough shots, but that's his shot. He gets to his spot, he fades away a little bit, and he leans back so he can get that jumper off. That is his shot. Why would I want to turn that guy into a three-point shooter when he can shoot 50, 55% on those mid-range twos? Yeah, they're quote-unquote tough, and the analytics would say those are bad shots. But here's what the analytics don't take into account. They don't take into account the human element. It's different from one person to a next. Like I've always said in football, third and one, right? Or fourth and one, go for it. Well, would the analytics say go for it? But is my offensive line hurt? What's the weather like? Who am I playing against? It doesn't take those factors into consideration.
Right.
So the best coaches will use the analytics. They won't let the analytics use them.
He's so good. Tom Tolbert is so good. And now you're good looking. I mean, you're always fine, but look at this. You look like somebody.
Thank you. You were always fine. Let's be honest, Colin. I wasn't that fine. And then why do you think I grow a beard? People grow a beard to hide their face.
Yeah. You kind of look
That's
like.
That's why they do it.
If the Grateful Dead got a hold of you, and said, "Hey, can you come? We're going to do a little makeshift thing."
Yeah, I could. I mean, if you want me to, I got a staff. I was cleaning my staff earlier this morning, so yeah. There's some spells I was working on. So I'll let you know how it goes.
Tom Tolbert, good seeing you, buddy.
See you, Colin.
He's so great. Warriors radio analyst. He's been in the Bay Area. He's been a rock star for years. Great point about the analytics. It's like what he used a term that people in the NBA use, get to your spot. Like Jordan had a spot. Kobe, and now Jordan had a couple spots. But they're just certain guys. Like if you go look at, you can track every basket by every player. LeBron's got a side he likes.
Right. That's why you do scouting.
Yeah.
And good defenders and know where the spots are and try to move you off your spot.
Right. And so like DeMar DeRozan, I like buckets. Like, hey man, most of these playoff games, because as you point out, we don't have a great team right now.
Right.
Phoenix is really good. Milwaukee, when they're healthy, is really good. But when you don't have a great team, like we knew going in, the reason I like Philly over Toronto, I said, Toronto's not good enough to pull away from them. The games are going to be close with 4 minutes left. I get Embiid, Harden, and Maxey. And to me, the three most talented guys. So the bottom line is with Chicago and Milwaukee and Middleton out now, it's basically who's better, DeRozan or Giannis, with 4 minutes to go. Now, Giannis is a more guaranteed shot if he gets it in the box. But it really comes down to when you don't have great teams and you have good teams, get a bucket guy becomes wildly valuable. Chris Paul is a get a bucket. Giannis. Now if you have a dynasty on your hands and you're like, listen, like Houston tried to this with Golden State. Golden State's a dynasty. Houston's like, listen, we're not going to beat them with get a bucket guys. We're going to take 50 threes. And there'll be nights we hit them. So if you had the Warriors, if KD was still with the Warriors, then I would get like reluctance for DeMar DeRozan. But we don't. In the foreseeable future, we don't have that dynasty because, like the LeBron and KDs now, that era is done. So, like guys like DeMar DeRozan and Chris Paul become wildly valuable. These games are all close. We're watching them here. They're all close. I mean, I watched three games last night. They're all close with 3.5 minutes to go.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, It's got standard third row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
USFL action continues tonight at 8 Eastern as the Michigan Panthers take on the New Jersey Generals on USA. Then Saturday at noon, Pittsburgh battles Philadelphia on Fox, and the Birmingham Stallions take on the Houston Gamblers at 7 on FS1. And on Sunday, New Orleans squares off against Tampa Bay on NBC.
Pennsylvania is the only state that's got a couple of USFL teams. Good opening week. Got a lot of numbers. People are into it. So, and then you'll watch. Eventually, the NFL will steal stuff from the USFL because that's the way it works in this
sport. The camera angles are amazing.
Yeah. I was thinking about this. Do you have a Brooklyn Nets story in your update?
I do.
Okay, so I'm not going to do this. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
There are multiple angles on the Brooklyn Nets.
I just don't want to, get in the way and.
Well, let's talk about Kyler Murray first, and then we'll get to the
okay.
Brooklyn Nets. So there's been a lot of chatter this offseason about what's going to happen with Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. And according to GM Steve Keim, he is not going anywhere. He told reporters yesterday there is zero chance Kyler will be traded. Kyler replied with a 100 emoji to Ian Rappaport's tweet of the comments.
Now, by the way, that's good because they shouldn't trade him. Let's not go there.
No, I mean, this for what?
This is why I keep putting Aaron and Kyler in the same boat. Not every quarterback is Dak Prescott, low maintenance. Like, there are going to be guys who you have to wrestle with a little publicly.
There's categories. There's the star that is low maintenance. There's the star that is a little more work. And then there's no star. You choose.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're going to...
And guess what? The Cardinals had no star. His name is Josh Rosen. And they moved off of him for Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
So they know. They know what that experience is like.
So Aaron and Kyler, my takeaway has always been, I would pay them... I would love, ideally, not to be called out publicly. I don't want my business to be public, but I'm not moving off them.
No, I don't think that is even remotely a possibility. First of all, I will never forgive the Cardinals. I said this last week when you were out. I will never forgive the Cardinals if they put us through this Dak Prescott nonsense with this contract. I don't want to talk about Kyler's contract for the next 2 years, so don't make us do that. By the way, Jerry Jones... very openly said he regrets doing that. He should have paid Dak early. You have your guy. Don't turn it into a circus. So whatever the issue is with Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, which I'm sure they'll sort out because Kyler Murray has improved every single year he's been there, and the team has improved every single year he's been there. He's clearly a dynamic quarterback. Is he different than other quarterbacks? Sure, but there's no one way to win with a quarterback in the NFL anymore. Yeah. Everyone is different. Patrick Mahomes is different than Lamar, is different than Josh Allen, is different than Joe Burrow. So you don't have to have a prototype at the quarterback position. What you do have to do is lean into what they do well and build around them.
Yeah.
But you have to pay Kyler Murray. The one thing that always drives me insane with these organizations that get into these situations is like, it's like when your credit card bill comes. And you're like, oh, what is this? Like, yeah, you have to pay the bill. Like, that's how this works. What do you mean? This is a good thing that you have credit and you can buy things.
Yeah.
This is a good thing that you have a quarterback that wants to be paid and needs to be paid.
Yeah.
That means you have a guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going to find out over the next half decade a team in the Seattle Seahawks that decided to keep the coach and the GM and move off the quarterback, and you're going to see how that works. They're going to be in fourth place if Kyler Murray and Matt Stafford are healthy. The Seahawks have no chance to win their division probably for half a decade. So that team got tired of him and moved off Russell and kept the coach and the GM. And I'm here to tell you, Arizona's looking at that going, we're not doing that.
No.
We're going to deal with what we got to deal with. If it's a little public grievance, we'll deal with it.
Deal with the public grievance or, I don't know, find out what he wants and give it to him. What is your other option? This is not a place where you can get a discount. Just eat it, dude. Like, it's a quarterback. You pay for the quarterback.
Right.
What else are you paying for?
Also, there is something to be said. Mahomes is obviously wild. You profited off Brady. Like, the ownership profited off Brady.
Right.
You don't profit off every great quarterback. Like, Derek Carr, if they just get to the playoffs, Derek Carr keeps you relevant, keeps you good. You know, the ultimate playoff would be three home games for six straight years, and then Derek would pay for himself.
Right.
Like, I mean, Tom Brady literally paid for himself. They got 2 to 3 home games for 20 years. So you were profiting. The truth is, though, with most quarterbacks, if they keep you relevant, if they keep you, you know, in the Super Bowl 8-10 team bubble, that's an A. Brady was like A+ and then some. He was profitable as the best player in the game.
Unlike what Dan Campbell says, you do need a quarterback to win in this league.
Yes.
I don't understand why these organizations get surprised when the check comes. Like, oh, that's all. We ordered all that food? Who got the extra bottle of wine? Like, you have to pay the quarterback.
Yeah.
Budget for it, man.
Yeah.
Figure it out. And guess what? They're expensive now, and the price continues to go up.
Right.
It's not going to go down. So here's the Brooklyn Nets story. I don't know what angle you had on this, but Shams Charania of The Athletic reported that Ben Simmons is set to make his season debut, Game 4, on Monday. This will be his debut for the Nets, as well as the first time since he's played since June of last year.
Little late.
It's been a while.
He's kind
been
of.
Rehabbing a herniated disc it's in
been,
his back.
It's been a while. It's been a while since I had lasagna. This hasn't been a while. I mean, God, give me a break. It's a year.
It's a long time. It's a long time. I think this is a really unfair position to put Ben Simmons in, and I'm not really high on the Ben Simmons situation to begin with.
You have sympathy for Ben?
In this situation, I do. He hasn't played in a year. You're putting him in a desperate situation.
Well, whose fault was that?
My fault, your fault, whose fault, doesn't matter. It's what the situation is. And I'm not big on fair, but I do think that this is not a particular player that you might want to put a ton of unnecessary pressure.
Oh, and boy. Pro sports is pressure. I am coming down on the – I am the hard coach.
I think you need to know your personnel. And this might not be the best situation to insert Ben Simmons in. I know he gets paid a lot of money. I get it. This is his job. I'm with you. I did not expect to see Ben Simmons this year at all. Yeah, so
I know. I'm crazy.
And how significant of a role he's even going to play, I don't think it's going to matter.
Oh, I do. Maybe I have unrealistic. I think if he came in and gave me 8 minutes a half, and I think he's a perfect fit for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, but what about Kyrie? Kyrie's on the floor, too.
No, I know. I get it. He works with Kyrie, too.
They played no time together. Zero.
Well, it's practice. I'm talking about practice.
Playoffs.
I don't know.
In the first round of the playoffs against the Celtics.
I feel like, listen, if my kids graduate college and we're 2 years in and I'm still paying for rent, like, I'm losing my patience. I feel like Ben Simmons, they've been paying rent a long time. It's time to give me some production.
I agree, but this is sometimes this is just an L. Like, you kind of got to take an L on Ben Simmons this year. You're going to put him in the playoffs in Game 4 against the Celtics in a high pressure situation to play 8 minutes and do what? Like, what if he doesn't contribute? What if he falls apart?
Defend Jason Tatum. Make Jason's life as miserable as Kevin Durant's is against the Celtics defense.
He is a great defensive player.
He really was all NBA. Like, he's a great long. For his body type, he's real strong. He's a physical defender.
I'm thrilled to be able to watch it, but I don't know how significant of a change it's going to be for them. So the Grizzlies overcame a 26-point deficit last night to beat the Timberwolves 104-95 and take a 2-1 lead in the series. They overcame two different 20-point deficits during the game. Ja Morant had a triple-double. Desmond Bane made 7 3-pointers, had himself a night, 26 points. Brandon Clark also scored 16 of his 20 points in the first half. The Timberwolves were the league's highest scoring team in the regular season, but they only scored 30 field goals in Game 2 and 33 field goals last night. They went 8 minutes and 34 seconds last night between the second and third quarter without scoring a basket.
Ja Morant, it literally looks like a video game. Like, there are guys doing – Jordan Poole had a couple baskets last night. I'm like, the hell was that?
Ja Morant's body control in the air is like he's pressing pause and, like, moving and all the defenders are stuck in the same place. It's remarkable what he's able to do. Game four is tomorrow night. I'm with you. I just think that I think the Grizzlies are ahead in the development process of the Timberwolves. I also don't think that they had a really good game plan last night. Doesn't feel like they kind of stopped down like, hey, things are kind of steamrolling right now. Maybe we take a beat.
Well, also,
maybe we redistribute who should be shooting these shots.
When you get on an airplane, you do get, like every other industry, about 8% of the pilots are great and everybody else is getting a check and just knows how to fly.
Correct.
Like in the NBA, you are seeing coaching mismatches all over these playoff series. Like Steve Nash, they don't have plays. They don't have sets with, I mean, like.
No, they just go, I mean, but that's what they wanted.
You were watching Boston out-coach.
It's a great experiment. No need for a coach.
That's right.
Like that's what they wanted. I thought it was, there was a lot of blame to go around last night.
Yeah.
And those fans were unhappy, but you can't allow that to happen. Like that is,
it's almost,
someone needs to make an adjustment here. Like, hey, maybe you stop shooting so much.
So I listened to T-Wolves Memphis. I was in my car for 2 hours last night. Not get into it. And not great. So I listened to the whole thing on radio and my takeaway listening to it was Barkley's before I didn't see him. And I'm like, all right, it's like a 12-0 run, T.O., 16-0 run, T.O. 21.
Yeah.
You got to call timeout.
You got to slow things down. It's a little out of control right now.
A young team plays fast anyway. So you got to call a timeout and just bring everybody down a little bit.
They did not have a good game plan. And once things started to get out of control, you have to make adjustments. But, you know, they're where they are for a reason. And it's actually really a testament to how well coached and how prepared and the mentality of the Grizzlies that they never felt like they were out of that game.
Yeah. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line
so
News.
I'm going to get into some thoughts on Kevin Durant. I am so fired up to watch them play. This series to me, I didn't think Boston was a championship team, but you start watching their defense and you're like, I don't know, like Warriors offense, Celtics defense.
Isn't it such an interesting postseason this year? Really the whole season, but now you're really getting to see it in the postseason. It's like everyone's always complaining, you know, everyone freaks out and overreacts to all this change. And then things just settle in the middle. And defense and coaching and availability are rising to the top.
When you don't have a dominant team, a great team, it's amazing how all the other stuff becomes accentuated.
Yep.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive.
touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
So Brooklyn and the Nets resume their series over the weekend. I don't think Brooklyn can win the series. I think Boston's defense is too suffocating. I do think the only life preserver that I could see is Ben Simmons. If Ben can give you 10 minutes a half and becomes a really nice distributor, I think he fits with KD perfectly. I think he would fit with Kyrie. Simmons is strangely fits with great scorers. He doesn't really want to shoot. He doesn't have the confidence to shoot. He defends at an incredibly high level, very unique body, but you don't know what you're going to get. The problem with KD now, KD and LeBron, it's an end of an era. For about 10 years, 12 years, you could give LeBron and KD a flawed team, a flawed coach, and you would get to the conference finals. Like, you would just win a bunch of games. They were just so gifted. They're still talented, but you're not going to get the same games. They can't carry bad coaching. They can't carry weak size. They can't carry things like they used to. And so, you know, I believe what I'm about to say is always true in every business. The buy low, sell high variable works in every business. This business, your business. Finding talent or acquiring something at a discount and moving something and getting a sucker to buy it. That works in every business. Wall Street, Main Street, every business. And I think LeBron needs to move off AD and Durant needs to move off Kyrie. And you think, you're out of your mind. They're top 10 players in the game. But KD and LeBron could have overcome Kyrie's nonsense and AD's health issues 7 years ago. You were getting 75, 80 games. They can't. It's the end of an era. KD now cannot overcome Nash's coaching. He can't. And Kyrie can't, and LeBron can't overcome AD's health. And so, and I've been saying this now for multiple years, AD is the worst kind of teammate for LeBron. AD would be a great teammate on a lot of teams. If you don't need a guy to play more than 60 games, you need size, you don't need a power five, you need a guy that runs the floor. Golden State is so fast and up-tempo that, like, AD is one of the few bigs that would, like, work with Golden State. I really think they would. But that's not going to happen, but I think, you know, it could work. But LeBron and AD, KD now, are past the point of being able to carry real holes. They can't do it. It's the end of an era. And Giannis may be able to going forward. And, you know, that we could have maybe Ja Morant will be able to going forward. But KD and LeBron can't. And so people that we think were great fits for them, because in our mind, LeBron and KD are so, They're not good fits anymore. AD is the worst kind of fit. The only guy in the league worse than AD for LeBron is Kawhi. LeBron needs a young guy, an all-star that plays 75 minutes a night. That's what he needs. He could use a Jokic. Jokic never misses games. Jokic can pass. Jokic can score. Jokic can rebound. LeBron and Jokic would actually, you say they need the ball in their hands. Jokic can shoot well enough. You could put him off the ball all the time. That's what LeBron needs. You don't think he does, but he does. AD's a terrible fit for him. And by the way, Kyrie to me is a weird, bad fit for KD. What is he? Unavailable. Sometimes brittle. Does not defend. KD, actually, if Ben Simmons had his act together, is perfect. He'll defend. He won't take shots. He's a great distributor. KD plays on the perimeter, so he won't block the lane. So much of basketball is fits. And that's why the Simmons thing is so fascinating to me. His game is perfect for KD. I'm not taking shots. I'll defend the 6'10 guy. You don't have to. I'll distribute. You just go score. I'll just get you good shots. You can play on the wing. You don't have to bring the ball up. They can't trap you. I'll bring the ball. He's a perfect fit. I just don't know if he has his act together. But I think we all kind of look at AD and LeBron as the power couple and Kyrie and KD as the power couple. I don't think they're good fits. I think they're talented enough that when they're going and they're healthy, it can work. We saw it in the bubble. We saw it. We know Kyrie and KD. There are moments you're like, wow. But buy low, sell high. I said this, if I was the Lakers, everybody's going to move Westbrook. That's fine. That's not going to change everything. If you can go get Buddy Hield for Westbrook, that's great. You're not a championship team. What you have to do in the first half of next year is AD's healthy for 20 straight games. And somebody's like, okay. And it's painful because you're in the number four seed. Boom, make the deal. Because LeBron's going to be good for 55 games a year, probably for another 3 to 4 years. I mean, LeBron takes such meticulous care of his body. But you often, it's just like all of us in relationships. What was a perfect fit for you early in your life? The party girl, the party boy. Oh, now you guys have kids. And he's not home dependably. And is kind of marginally employed. And she's going to Vegas with her girlfriends again this weekend. At 28, it was perfect. At 38, it's irresponsible. At 48, we need to get attorneys. And I think KD has to upgrade over Kyrie. He's simply not physically and emotionally dependable enough. And by the way, if they get swept, this is going to land on KD. It's not going to land on Kyrie, because Kyrie, we look at as kind of flaky and the world's flat. And, you know, he said before, I'm going to retire early. KD is going to take all the hit if he gets swept. It's not going to land on Kyrie. It's not going to land on Kyrie. By the way, for all the Lakers issues, it's not landing on AD. Nobody holds him accountable. We're all crushing LeBron because we hold LeBron and KD to higher standards. But in both KD and LeBron's personalities, this is where they miss. They're not Michael Jordan. They're not confrontational. Like, LeBron's not confrontational with AD. Michael would be. Kobe would be. Get your ass in the gym. Work out. Play through pain. It's not LeBron's DNA. And it's not KD's. KD wanted to play with Kyrie because they're friends. Michael could not care less. He punched teammates. And I think it's an end of an era. I think KD and LeBron have to upgrade, even though everybody thinks they're great. They got their Robin. I think they're bad fits. They're so gifted they can win a bunch of games. They're bad fits. LeBron needs youth and durability and somebody who can play off ball. I mean, Ant would be just perfect for LeBron. I mean, like, you know. KD needs an adult, a distributor, a defender. It's Simmons. Simmons would be great with KD. That's why I can't wait to watch it. Just give me 8 minutes a half. I'm not asking for the world. You don't have to shoot. Hustler Turf's the brand lawn care pros have trusted for years when it comes to premium zero-turn mowers. Go to hustlerturf.com, 1,400 dealers nationwide. On a Friday, we are rolling. We got a little NFL draft talk last hour as well. Movers and shakers, Deebo Samuel upgrade. It's the herd.
This festival and concert season
will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.